Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business news. And Brian, congratulations on being selected by the readers of Richmond Magazine as the best financial planner in town.
Well, I appreciate that, Wayne. That means a lot. Thank you.
Good. Well, tell us what's going on. The markets were up 500 points last week. But the mood of everybody in the country seems to be very sour indeed. What's happening?
Well, you're right, Wayne. It was a big rally last week. Dow's up 500 points, up five consecutive days. Isn't that just what you had expected, Wayne?
Well, sure.
I'm guessing not. I saw a cartoon last week, Wayne, that kind of sums up many investors' feelings right now. It was one of those fake headlines on a newspaper that they blared out. A new poll says everybody disapproves of everything. And it was funny, but the truth kind of hurts. You're right, that the mood among investors has been very down, likely as low or as sour as it was in the early months of 2009. Anyway, sometimes just when things look really grim, stocks start a rally based on low valuations. Also, the news last week that the central banks of Japan, the UK, the United States and Switzerland had all combined their resources to lend U.S. dollars to European banks, helped to boost enthusiasm, so certainly that helped a lot. We shall see if this rally sticks around long enough for the traditional year-end rally that kind of hits in the last several weeks of the year to materialize.
Well, there are all kinds of plans and reports coming out from Washington. The Federal Reserve has something in the offing, and of course, the Obama administration is unveiling some details of the jobs bill that he spoke about and is speaking about around the country. Bring us up to date.
Well, this is a very important week, Wayne, as we wait to hear, as you say, about the next wave of Federal Reserve stimulus and also U.S. government programs. And basically, this assortment of legislation and programs at this point, we feel, is adding to investor anxiety. Our sense is that business owners and investors just don't know what's going to stick or how they're going to be impacted for sure. For example, just last week we heard that one provision that President Obama is considering, and this is not new news, is that taking away the tax-free status of municipal bonds or muni bonds. That would be a very big deal. In addition, the tax credits being offered under the proposed Jobs Act are temporary for 1 year, but the permanent increases kick in 2013. Now, not to mention the fact that the Fed's new bond buying program, which is going to be announced this week, that's going to be a big deal. At some point, there may be a law of diminishing returns here, Wayne. It's no surprise, frankly, that Congress's approval ratings, now listen, this is for both parties, mind you, right. So please hold the comments. Both Congress's and the President's ratings are near record lows. Some analysts think that there's going to be little progress between now and next November's presidential election, because neither side wants to kick up too much dirt. But clearly what the stock and bond markets are telling us now is that we need more than just political posturing.
So there's a lot of anxiety everywhere.
I would say that's very, very true.
Yeah. The IPO markets, I understand, are down. What's the cause of that?
Yeah, let's talk about that. IPO, you know, stands for initial public offering, and that's when companies go public and they issue their stock prices for people to buy. And IPOs, Wayne, have always had sort of a buzz about them and have often been a barometer for investors' willingness to take on risk. Well, the outlook is cloudy, at the least right now. Over 60% of this year's IPOs are trading underwater, you know, which clearly means they're below the price they came out public with this year. And that includes companies like internet radio sensation Pandora, which I happen to like a lot. LinkedIn and Dunkin' Donuts, of all companies, are still above their price for now. Last week, social media giant Facebook said that they are postponing their IPO until late 2012, obviously probably for economic reasons. One potential bright spot remains online shopping, where Chinese company 360buy.com plans to launch its debut soon, hoping to raise as much as $5 billion U.S. dollars in early 2012. That would make it bigger even than Google's IPO about 7 years ago. But for now, Wayne, the IPO market is alive, but just not really kicking right now.
The financial news from Europe just continues to get worse and seems to be spreading throughout that continent. And in the meantime, the economic engine that is China may come to the rescue.
That's a good point. You know, I do want to provide a little bit further spotlight on China here. It was big news about a week or so ago when it appeared that China may be bailing out Italy. Hmm. And I kind of had to look at my BlackBerry again and say, China and Italy, they were kind of strange bedfellows, and it was a little bit of a head-scratcher at first. But it, to some people, it does make sense since China has avoided a lot of the financial crises ongoing throughout the world right now. The deeper question now is, Wayne, can China bankroll the world and carry so many burdens? Some troubling signs are popping up over in China. Money growth there has slowed somewhat. The government is tightening credit by raising interest rates and trying to hold off inflation. That's very different than what our government's doing right now. On the good side, savings continue to pile up by individual investors. Wages are rising, and the middle class is acting like it wants to spend more money. Construction and cement companies are starting to feel a little bit of pinch from rising rates. But the overall GDP of the country is still growing at over triple our low rates. And while the Chinese government fears food inflation more than anything, if you want to know what happens there, just look at what happened to Egypt and all the Arab states this spring. The Chinese government has a lot of tricks up its sleeve, mostly because their debt to capitalization or debt to GDP is so low.
Okay, time's gone for this time. Brian, thanks very much.
Have a good week.
Brian Ford of RBC Wealth Management joins us most Monday mornings here on Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio to analyze the business news. Talk to you next week.
Bye-bye.